All right, there you are. How you doing, Josh?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Where you at now? Where are you going?
I'm in just outside of Waterloo, headed that way, heading to the great state of Minnesota.
That's right. You got a few days in Minnesota. Of course, the zoo show, which I am happy to get to open up for you at, is this coming Sunday. But before that, Zumbrota and then Swanville. So you got the Goodhue County Fair tonight, Red's Irish Pub tomorrow, and Music in the Zoo in Minneapolis this coming Sunday. Have you ever played the zoo here in Minneapolis before?
I've never played any zoo. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I'm telling you, I've been lucky enough to play this facility one time, man. You're going to love it. It's a great concert place, and the people come out. It's a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on this year.
Pretty much more of the same, just right when I'm in town. And, of course, we're busy out on the road, and just released a new record a few months back called Change the Lost Record. Just doing it, you know. Looking forward to getting back in the studio and making some new music.
Yeah, you're constantly writing, at least. I know that that's been your MO your entire career. Is it harder to write on the road, or do you find yourself having more time when you're on the road?
It really depends. I enjoy writing on the road just because it gets you out of an office and puts you someplace completely different. So, but yeah, it just depends how the day goes. But I really enjoy writing outside of Nashville.
Again, Josh Thompson at the zoo this coming Sunday. Tickets still available. Make sure you check it out. There's links all over on KFAN.com, on my webpage, and on, of course, Josh Thompson's webpage as well, which is JoshThompsonOfficial.com. So check that
official.
Out. Official. That's right. JoshThompsonOfficial.com. Make sure you don't forget about that. Josh, as a guy who grew up in Wisconsin, tell me about how you began to find a love for music and got started in music.
It started just growing, you know, having it play and around the house when I was growing up and you know, in the truck, and I really fell in love with country music from a lyrical standpoint, you know, the Merle Haggards and the George Jones and stuff like that was just to me it was just so honest and simple. I just I fell in love with it, so I wanted to pick up a guitar, and I was 21 before I did, and then I guess the rest is history.
You got a guitar when you were 21 years old on your birthday. I remember hearing that about you from the very beginning. That's a true story?
Yeah.
Wow. And you didn't. Wow. That's when you got your first guitar and started from there. That's fascinating to me. Was it always country music for you? Were you a rock guy as well?
No, it was always country music. Always the old stuff is really what prompted me to want to play and learn that stuff. I mean, I didn't really have any aspirations of writing songs, but it was shortly after I learned how to play the first couple chords I was writing.
You normally talk to people who say, I always wanted to be a songwriter when I grew up, or I always wanted to be a performer when I grew up. But for somebody who didn't get his first guitar until he was 21 and then found out that you had a gift for songwriting, that's kind of a different thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a different story than most. I mean, most is, you know, grew up playing in a church from the time they were 6 years old, and mine's not that.
Out of all the songs you write, Josh, what percentage of them are songs that never see the light of day again after you write it?
I would say probably 90-some percent never see the light of day. They get wrote and a short work tape and then forgotten.
But it is a kind of a situation where you got to keep developing that muscle, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's like anything. I mean, you've got to use it, and, you know, you've got to ride every day and just keep those wheels turning.
Again, Josh Thompson, this coming Sunday, before I let you go here, I've had the opportunity to open up for you twice. It's been a while since I opened up for you. Looking forward to playing with you again as well. In fact, I remember the last time I played with you, believe it or not, was at the State Theater here in Minneapolis when it was the Jägermeister Tour, and it was my band, and then you, and then Eric Church as well, way back, you know, early on in his career as well. So for people who haven't seen Josh Thompson lately, tell us what your show is going to be like at the zoo on Sunday night.
We like to keep it, you know, real up tempo rock, and we like to keep those, you know, beers in the air. We'll do most of the songs off the Way Out Here, the Turn It Up record, and now the Change record, and throw in some covers and stuff like that. But like, we just like to create a party atmosphere.
It should be a great night, because that's what we try to do as well. So we'll get them all warmed up for you, and then you come out and bring it on home. Josh, it's great to talk to you. Can't wait to see you again, and we will see you in Minnesota all weekend long, specifically at the zoo on Sunday. Thank you, man.
Awesome. Thank you. I look forward to it.
Take care, man. See you later.